This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Over in Germany, financial technology companies, fintech to those in the know, are in the unwanted spotlight following the collapse last month of Wirecard. It's an online payment processor. The company went bust after admitting a huge fraud had been perpetrated and that nearly 2 billion euros, that's more than 2 billion American, was missing. Wirecard was Europe's biggest fintech company. It was something of a source of pride in Germany. So there is some angst right now in Frankfurt. From our European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Wirecard, at its peak here on the Frankfurt stock market, was worth $27 billion. Its collapse has been a terrific shock to the German authorities.
They're horrified. Everybody was horrified.
Dorothea Schaefer of the DIW Research Institute says it's not just the company's creditors, investors and customers who will suffer.
It is really felt that it is a great damage for Germany as a financial center.
The damage stems from Germany's apparent credulity. It wasn't that long ago that Wirecard's CEO, now under arrest on suspicion of false accounting, was hailed as a financial mastermind.
Now we have a special guest. Mr. Braun, please come on stage from Wirecard.
At this major tech conference in Berlin last year, Wirecard boss Marcus Braun was given a platform to brag about his company's superb performance.
And I do not like to show off normally, but we delivered every year in average a 36% share price increase for
investors. Since 2005.
Braun was lauded as a rarity, a German tech boss able to compete with the giants of Silicon Valley. And yet alarm bells had been ringing about him long before last month's shock announcement that huge amounts of money had gone missing.
Look, you don't get to a 2 billion euro hole in your accounts overnight.
Dan McCrum of the Financial Times in London.
Something clearly had to have been happening over quite a prolonged time.
He's been writing about Wirecard's dodgy accounting for years. The company angrily accused him of market manipulation. To his astonishment, the German regulator sided with Wirecard and launched a criminal investigation against the journalist.
I mean, you do feel a little like the world has turned upside down when you discover that you're under criminal investigation.
He's been totally vindicated by Wirecard's collapse. And, says independent tech analyst Chris Green, Germany's reputation has been tarnished.
It's definitely very embarrassing at a time when the German financial sector is trying to make a renewed play to be the base for European financial operations going forward.
Frankfurt, heart of the Rhine-Main region. Town and countryside like hand and glove.
With videos like this, Frankfurt has been pushing itself as the European financial centre, able to pick up the mantle from the City of London after Brexit. Berlin has also been pitching to attract more tech companies from Britain. Wirecard is a setback.
It will make Germany a harder sell for technology companies looking to use it as a base.
But German accounting expert Professor Henning Zulch of the Leipzig Graduate School of Management says Wirecard is an exception.
This is one case out of 1,000 good cases.
He insists that Germany's regulatory framework is fine. The Wirecard debacle, he says, was due to serious understaffing at the enforcement level, and that can be fixed.
It's not an indicator that the German market has failed. I would qualify this as temporary embarrassment.
And he says hardly unprecedented. A stock market darling bats away allegations of dodgy dealing, while investors gladly accept the denials so long as the share price continues to dazzle. Not a uniquely German story. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.